It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Neither Julian Assange nor his supporters seem to be going quietly. The founder of WikiLeaks spent last night in jail. He is fighting extradition to Sweden to face sex abuse charges. Assange's detention has caused a strong reaction worldwide, including within the very internet community that he and WikiLeaks have championed. Let's go once again to NPR's Philip Reeves, who's following this story from London. Philip, how's this story developing?
Well, Assange has just spent his first night inside prison. He's in Wandsworth Jail, one of the largest lockups in Europe, where he's doubtless working on his fight against extradition. It's a pretty grim place with a rather grim reputation, more than 1,600 inmates, built in the mid-19th century, so not the greatest, sort of most modern of prisons. And its exotic list of former inmates happens to include the great Irish poet and writer Oscar Wilde.
There's been several weeks now of ferocious denunciations of Assange, but this seems to be the moment when his supporters are speaking up.
Yes, I mean, whatever you think of this saga, history may in the end, judge the WikiLeaks case as a milestone in the evolution of the internet as a vehicle for disseminating information, but also as a forum for an engine for political protest. So there's a Free Assange movement on the internet now, peppered with messages of support from around the world, from people who see this as a politically motivated case against him. There are calls for the internet community to stand up and fight on his behalf. Much more controversially, though, Steve, elements on the net that support Assange are targeting the two women who are allegedly the victims of the sex assaults that Assange is accused of in Sweden. They were referred to in court yesterday merely as Miss A and Miss W. But there are appeals out there on the internet for people to dig out information on them. I gather that a video of one of them has surfaced and photographs and tweets allegedly sent by one of the women whilst at a party with Assange. Now, of course, this raises all sorts of issues, not least about the privacy rights of alleged victims of sex crimes in high-profile cases.
And that is just one way that there's a kind of cyber war developing here, and we're going to hear about that in a moment from NPR's Tom Gelton. But even as this debate goes on the internet, Philip Reeves, more documents are coming out from WikiLeaks.
Yes, today the focus is on cables from American diplomats about the release last year of Abdul al-Megrahi. You'll recall that he was the man who was put in prison in Scotland after being convicted of a role in the bombing of Pan Am 103. Citing British officials, one cable that surfaced through WikiLeaks says that the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi threatened enormous repercussions to UK-Libyan relations if Megrahi died in jail. That would include cutting all trade and harassing embassy staff and so on. This is interesting because London, you'll recall, tried to blame the Scottish government for Megrahi's release. The Scots let him go in the end on compassionate grounds because he had prostate cancer. The assumption was that he would die more than a year later, he's still alive.
So stories are continuing to look different, or we're getting new revelations as we go along here. Does this latest release suggest that WikiLeaks can continue even with its founder in jail?
Well, there's a lot of discussion about that going on. The Guardian newspaper, which is one of the papers that has a tie-up with WikiLeaks, like the New York Times also has, and it's today reporting that WikiLeaks is trying to find a way to operate without their founder, Assange. There is no natural replacement for him, according to the Guardian, and there has been some concern within the organisation that they are over-reliant on him. So now there is discussion as to whether he might be able to run WikiLeaks from inside his prison cell.
Okay. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves in London.